gentlemen, it is start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the hound.
Oh!
Back in the city.
Come on. Howdy, y'all. WFMU. And some Dick Manitoba's here, too.
Hey, gang.
Hey, kids.
Hey, houndheads.
That was the GC's Buzzsaw Twist. You know that was playing guitar on that one, Dick?
Whom?
It was Glenn Campbell. Learn something new every day.
Good guitar player.
One time Beach Boy, Glenn Campbell. You know, I just read this thing in one of the research magazines. Somebody was talking about that record, and they said it was Earl Palmer playing drums. So that's definitely not Earl Palmer. I would bet $1,000 that's Hal Blaine on drums.
Who's Earl Palmer?
who's Earl Palmer? The guy at Emerson, Lake, and Palmer? No. The guy played all Little Richard records.
Cal Palmer. Really?
Little, Fats Domino. It's like the greatest drummer in history of rock and roll.
I don't know everything. That's why I came here to learn from you, hound.
Right, before that, we heard Clarence Green, The Snake Twist. While Jimmy Spruill did Scratch and Twist. Fenton and the Castle Rockers did Freeze and Twist. And Ike Turner did Twist, Aroo. There's a movie about Ike. Yeah, we'll get to that a little later. Anyway, what do we got for you today? We got a lot of request items to get out of the way, and knuckleheads in the news, and hillbilly music, and a blues hangover, and a vom, and some tributes. Charlie Feather's birthday, and Arthur Alexander died this week, sadly enough. We'll get to that in a few minutes, and all kinds of stuff like that. We got a vibe report and a vom set, and of course we got HDM, King of Men, here, and...
They're going crazy in the big bull orchard in the South Bronx.
And we got announcements of all kinds of things going on. But let's get some requests out of the way, and we'll come back with all that, with the news and the announcements.
Cool.
Got like 10 backed up requests for this one. It's a good one, though. Rex Garvin and the Mighty Cravers.
Next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
Hey, feet, why did you bring me here? Oh, brain, you didn't even care. Oh, mouth, why did you drink so much? Stomach, why did you take in such? When I'm sober, I'm the greatest ever seen. The double-crossing liquor jug makes me mean, oh lady, take me out of this bar, common sense, don't let me start a war, oh temper, you got to be real cool, hand, or don't you be a fool, when I'm sober I'm the greatest ever seen, the double crossing liquor jug makes me mean, usually when I get high, I get evil in my eye, I want to clown and start a fight, got to speak real sweet. When I'm sober, I'm the greatest ever seen. That double-crossing liquor jug makes me mean. Me. The double-crossing liquor jug makes me me. Set them up, rack them back, and run them around again. This is a hit!
American boy sings his way into your hearts.
I'm running. Yes, before it's too late. Trying to get away from that jail bait. It's a rough temptation. But a common invitation and a good association, but a quick elimination that will take you out of circulation. Yes, I'm talking about that younger generation. So take my advice, fellas, for goodness sake. 15, 16, 17, that's jail bait. Now they swear that they're in love, that you and her by stars above, and she's looking mighty good, just like a young girl should. We try to tell you no, and let that young girl go, but you know it all. You have yourself a ball, and now that it's too late, as you look from cell number 8, I tried to tell your mate. Seventeen and a half is still jail bait. So tomorrow's the date for the trial of jail bait. And this you watch and see. The young girl will go free, and you'll get 1 to 3. So out the door she walks, to another man she talks. Before you can count from 1 to 8, another man in for jailbait.
Please, Mr. Judge, just let me go this time. I ain't gonna mess with them young girls no more. I swear I ain't gonna bother them no more, Mr. Judge. I ain't gonna bother them 15. I ain't gonna bother them 16. I ain't gonna bother them 17. I ain't gonna mess with none 18. I'm gonna leave that 20-year-old ones alone too. I'm gonna get my girl about 42. If you just believe what I say, let me go, Mr. Judge. Please, Mr. Judge, I ain't gonna bother these young girls no more. Give me a break, Mr. Judge. Please, Mr. Judge.
Here, WFMU, East Orange. We kind of got off to a screwed up a little start there, huh? I got everything in the wrong order. It was supposed to, this set was supposed to end with jailbait, but I, you know. What we heard there, by request, Gene Vincent, Baby Blue. Counting backwards, I think jailbait was before that, by Andre Williams. Our greatest hit of all time here on the Hound Show. A lot of requests for that one, including people stopping me on the street this week wanting to hear it, so I had to play it. Mickey Hawks and the Night Raiders, Screaming Mimi Jeannie. Stick McGee did Double Cross on Liquor, and we opened up with Rex Garvin, Emulsified. So we got 5 of our eight or nine requests out of the way already. We're wailing. We got things to renounce, Richard. Everybody's coming up all week handing us these little square pieces of paper.
Yes, these people just tearing at me all week. You're going to be on the Hound Show? Oh, talk about me.
What's going on? Let's see, I got this one, Courtney and Weston at the Rodeo Bar, Sunday, and next Sunday. That's 27th Street. What do you got?
This is a special one. The band is called Starkist, and it's Jenny, Addie, Lindsay, and Sandy. Hello, girls. Playing their first gig ever tomorrow night, Sunday the 13th at Fez, which is located at Lafayette and Great Jones under Time Cafe, 10 p.m. sharp.
It would have been their second gig ever, but their what was going to be their first gig, Jenny fell off her platform shoes and hurt her elbow. It's my favorite fashion victim story
like
of the year.
Sounds like a Morty Gunty joke.
Hey, you know, Kate, that's a true story.
He did. He said, hey, my daughter fell off her platform shoes, but her false eyelashes broke her fall. I heard him say that in Joe Franklin once. That's
your accountant approached me with a flyer, too.
I don't have an accountant.
Yes, you do. Abigail, Black Carnation.
Abby, baby.
At Don Hills, 511 Greenwich Street.
Oh, I was
tonight.
There last week. It's a nice place. It's like booths, like in Goodfellas. You know those rounded booths?
Cool.
Give me the best table on the joint.
Here's another one. Green Door tonight at 15 St. Mark's Place. Look whose picture they put on there, Richard. This is a personal affront to you.
I'm personally not going to Green Door tonight because of that Wayne County picture.
Yeah, Wayne County with it. What's it say there? Dick Clark, handsome Dick Clark 5 on his wig, it says.
Good old, I wonder who's responsible. You think it was Howie or Jesse? Or both? They probably all thought it would be like...
Of the three of them, which one you think slept with Wayne County?
My guess, who's your guess?
All of the above? I don't know. I'm just...
None of the above, all of the above?
The Walders are at the Continental Front tonight. I hate the Continental Divide.
Sucks.
I went there last night to see the Full-Time Men. They're like pals of mine. This is a horrible band opening up. So I go in there. I can't stand it. I got to go outside, get some fresh air. You can't come back if you leave. It's like, I wanted to cut the guy's throat. That's what I felt like. Yeah, I know
hey,
I should have.
Last night at St. Mark's Place, it was like hundreds of fights, cops, stabbings. It was unbelievable. And it's not even hot out. You should have. Would have just added to the melee.
Well, I just feel like being a man of my prestige, it's beneath me to stab slimes. I should, shoot him in the foot maybe, but somebody should do it for me. I don't want one of you good fans go there and gut the guy tonight.
Every club in the city, you could go listen to music and like do something else in the club.
Right.
Even CBGB's, you could stand at the end and
have a conversation. Yeah.
That place, it's like you're stuck in there, and then they don't let you walk out and come back in. I'd never go in there.
Nah, I would never go in there. Boycott the Divide. It should close anyway.
Let me announce one more quick thing.
Go ahead. Whatever you want.
Tonight at Cafe Chenet, Giant Sand and Chris Whitley. And next week, June 19th, next Saturday...
That's broadcast live on FMU, by the way, at 9:30 on the Frank O'Toole Show.
Right. Giant Sand and Chris
right.
Whitley. That's St. Mark's Place between 1st Avenue and Avenue A. Next week at 10:30 Saturday night, Chris Whitley will be at Chenet also. And stop by and visit me at my bar, Ansha, which is 126 St. Mark's Place, which is it's kind of a musician's hangout because there's no music.
Yeah.
It's like people who have music in their face all the time, they come there and they go, hey, I like this place. There's no music.
It's nice and quiet. You can have a conversation. You can let your ears adjust.
Yeah.
There's a couple of really amazing things coming up. We'll talk about them more next week. But Johnny Legend's got this incredible rock and wrestling extravaganza set for the Lone Star on the 24th, I believe, or something like that.
A week from Thursday.
A week from next Thursday. And then two Saturdays from now is the greatest show ever would ever been gave in the stadiums and the Coliseums. That's Hazel Atkins and Menster Phipps and the Phippsters at Maxwell's in Hoboken. And hopefully we'll have one or both of them out to the show. Anyway, let's do one quick news story. You got a news story there, Richard?
Which one?
I don't know. Whatever you want.
This is my personal favorite. This is the reason why I don't like to, like, watch the news on TV, but I can't help but reading it when I run across a story like this. Bride watches shark devour hubby. A honeymooning bride watched in horror yesterday as a 16-foot-long great white shark devoured her husband of 15 days.
Nope.
Then, as stunned fishermen tried to harpoon the fast-moving man-eater, it repeatedly rammed their boat and spat out part of its victim. And I like this. I like laugh about this stuff, and I realize like you can't really think that this actually happened, but it did. It's insane. And the shark was heading for his wife. You think he would do that if you were like newly married and the shark was heading toward your wife? He pushed his wife out of the way, and like the shark like bit him in half. You think like. You love any? Could you love somebody that much to do that? Are you that brave, hound?
Oh, I don't know. Yeah, I'd do it for me.
Yeah, in the confines of the studio, you'd do it. Anyway, that's my favorite story of the week. It's like it's actually in the New York Post, even though it belongs in the Inquirer
or the Times. All right, so that's pretty much where we stand. We'll come back and we'll talk about our friends who died this week a little bit in a little bit. Let's do Hillbilly Hangover. Ernie Chafin. Love this song. I do.
Went uptown, looking round, but you could not be found. Might as well let you go. Maybe you should not your man, even though. Always take, never give, losing my will to live, just cause I love you so. Maybe you should not your man, even though. Makes me sad, feeling low. Not the blues, I can't lose, feeling low. Why do I love you so? Baby, you sure got your man, feeling low. Up the town, crazy me, learning slow. Baby, you sure got your man, feeling low. I'm the king of all food. Are you brave, all the room, and let my heart take the blow. Got your man feeling low. Makes me mad, makes me sad, feeling low. Not the blues, I can't lose, feeling low. Why do I love you so? Baby, you sure got your man feeling.
Is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Out in the state of Arizona, a husband and wife had reared their children. The children had married off, families of their own. The mother took to drinking. She was 64 years of age. She came in one night so drunk she didn't know what she was doing and started to take a bath in the bathtub with her clothes on. In utter disgust, her husband said, "I ought to take a gun and blow your brains out." She snarled back at him, "You haven't got the nerve." He shot her dead in the bathtub and went to prison for it. Fine way to end married life. You say it'll never happen to you? They said the same thing before it happened to them.
If she seems cold and bitter, I beg of you, just stop and consider all she's gone through. Don't be quick to condemn her for things she might say. Just remember, life turned her that way. She's been walked on and stepped on so many times. And I hate to admit it, but that last footprint's mine. She was crying when I met her. She cries louder today. So don't blame her. Life turned her that
that way. She's been walked on and stepped on so many times, and I hate to admit it, but that nice footprint's mine. She was crying when I met her. She cries harder today. So don't blame her. Life turned her that way. No, don't blame her. Life turned her that way.
Destined to be one of the hit songs of the day.
Too many parties and too many pals will break your heart someday. Too many boyfriends and sociable sows will drive your sweetheart away. Gentlemen of the jury, the judge's speech began. The scene was a crowded courtroom, and the judge, a stern old man. This prisoner here before you is a social enemy, a lady of the evening, and you know the penalty. Her eyes reflect the nightlife, her cheeks, they're red with paint. But I knew her mother, gentlemen. Why, her mother was a saint. Now I know that she's not like her, and yet she might have been, if it hadn't been for petting parties, cigarettes and gin. We took the nightlife off the streets and brought into our own homes, while girls beat time with lipstick and the shrieks of saxophones. We opened up the underworld to the ones we loved so well. So tell me, gentlemen, is it right to send her to a cell? If she drinks, why, you taught her, and if she smokes, you showed her how. So, gentlemen, do you think it's right to go and condemn her now? And when you're in that jury room, just remember there and then that for every fallen woman, why, there's 100 fallen men. And before you render a verdict on what this girl has done, just remember there's a man to blame, and that man might be your son. Now, gentlemen, that's my story. My testimony stands. This girl is my own daughter, and the case is in your hands. Those Broadway roses and frivolous sounds had too many parties and too many pals.
Remember, my friend, future events such as these will affect you in the future.
I want to live fast, love hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory. I want to live fast, love hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory. Don't walk slow walking or sad singing. Let them have a jubilee. I want to leave a lot of happy women. I'm thinking pretty thoughts of me. I want to live fast, love hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory. I got a hot rod car and a cowboy suit, and I really do get around. I got a little black book, and the gals look cute, and I know the name of every spot in town. I want to find them, fool them, leave them, and let them do
leave a beautiful memory. Fancy stepping, we're really going on a spree. I want to live fast, love hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory. Now you may not approve of the things I do, but it really don't bother me. But don't ever think you can tie me down. I'm on a skate foot loose and fancy free. So jump back, make tracks, move out, and let the pretty gals hit me. I want to live fast, love hard, die young, and leave a beautiful memory.
You've really got your nerve, haven't you?
Some men drink alcohol. Some men drink juices from the vine. But as for me, I'm very simple. Give me coffee every time. Make it warm and make it sweet. Just the way my life has been. Give me coffee, 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 coffee. And let me tell you, you have found yourself a friend. Cincinnati, early in the morning, waiting an old greyhound. Old Macon, Georgia, right around noontime, bring that coffee pot around. Make it hot, make it now. Put a little cream and sugar in. Give me coffee, 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 coffee. And you have absolutely found yourself a friend. A cup of China, a silver spoon. Cream out of a golden can. See that pot? It's percolating. And it's just like music from a band. These old bones, they're tired and weary. But man, you can perk them up again. Give me coffee, 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 coffee. I guarantee that you have found yourself a friend. Yes, sir, you have found yourself a friend. I guarantee that you have found yourself a friend. You've got yourself a friend.
Presenting the greatest, yes, the greatest.
I'm walking down the road with a worried mind, thumb in the air, trying to get me a ride. Well, I wonder if she still loves me. I love her, but she set me free. Baby, oh,
baby. I say the most here I know. I got no place to go.
I need baby. Well, from her lips, the honey flows, and that's where all my love and it goes. I told her she was gonna have it bad. Now I pitched in, I give her everything I had. You know she wouldn't listen, she'll have a hard time. And she'll be walking around begging for the pennies, nickels, and dimes. Yeah. Baby. Baby.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Howdy, WFMU, starring Charlie Feathers, She Set Me Free, rounding up right Hillbilly Hangover. It's Charlie's birthday today. Happy birthday. That's from his new Norton CD. Available everywhere. Dave Dudley, Coffee, 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 Fair and Young, Live Fast, Love Hard, Die Young. Luke the Drifter, Too Many Parties, Too Many Pals. George Jones did Life Turned Her That Way, and we opened up with Ernie Chafin, Feeling Low. Let's put HDM's phone call on the air. Should we? Take it on the air, Richard? Yeah. Oops, it's the wrong one. How about this one? Sit. I don't know. Is that it? What do we got?
Sandy.
Hi.
I don't know what we got. Oh, there you are, Richard. You in the microphone?
Yeah.
I don't know why we can't get this call on the air. We keep getting something else.
We can't get on the
airline.
But this is the winner of Date with Manitoba.
Oh, wow, I won?
Yep, and it's tickets for two to the StarKist concert.
Oh,
hi.
I'd like to make a call. Please hang up and try again.
We gave away the Manitoba tickets?
Yep. Tomorrow night.
So, yeah, Sandy, you won a date with Handsome Dick?
Oh, get out of here.
Lord, have mercy.
Am I woman enough?
That's your own gig. So we gotta
do an Andy show. This is what we do. We did already. Aren't you listening?
No.
I know, but
she's being a crutch.
We're not even listening.
No, they're self-centered little brats. They only care about themselves. Just keep announcing and announcing.
All right, now what's the odds of the entire band balancing themselves on their platform shoes long enough to get through tomorrow's gig?
I heard that. I heard about the falling off the platform shoes and landing on the lashes.
Yeah,
what was that about?
There was a Morty Gunty joke. He said on the Joe Franklin show. He said, my teenage daughter, she fell for platform shoes, but her false eyelashes broke her fall.
I just turned on to hear you saying that.
Yeah, well, we were talking about you.
Oh, but
what's the difference? As long as we're talking about you.
So plug the gig and let's get on with the show.
StarKist, the first time they're ever playing tomorrow night at Fez, 10 p.m., Lafayette and Great Jones.
Has there ever been such an advanced buildup of publicity for somebody's first gig?
You better be good. I don't want to make you nervous or anything, but you better be good.
You, of course, you know, this will be our last gig as well, because once people actually hear us, right?
Didn't do the Sex Pistols any damage breaking up quickly.
Well, yeah, we'll put out 12 compilation albums.
Then you commit suicide. And then
live off royalties, yeah.
Commit suicide, your parents, and your parents will have a lot of money.
Well, I think we have to cut the call. I think I just heard him.
Okay, so
We're going on with the show.
Yeah, right. Sandy.
Bye.
Good luck.
We love you.
There you go, Richard. You got your phone call in there. Anyway,
oh, boy, am I happy.
Where are we? Oh, right. That was Hillbilly Hangover. And what's that horrible noise? Oh, I see. Okay. What are we doing now? Back to the news? A little quick news? Yeah.
You mean the Post? That's the news.
The Post, the news. I got one here from Cub reporter Megan Dooley. Actually, Megan Dooley's mom sent this one.
That's Megan,
Megan.
That I know?
Yeah.
Her last name, Dooley?
Megan Dooley. This is Texas. Sandy Lawrence stole a $90,000 Bentley during a test drive after a frightened sales manager riding with him ran from the car. Police were led on a 60-mile chase from the east end of Oak Cliff, which is outside of Dallas, to Sherman. Now, get this. Speeds ranged from 25 to 30 miles an hour during the two-hour pursuit.
Cops can get faster cars.
Yeah, I think the cops were on foot. State troopers eventually shot out the 1989 Bentley's tires, forcing it to stop at U.S. Highway 75 and Lamar Street overpass. This guy, he tells the guy next to him, he's test driving the car, and he says, "Do you believe in God?" He says, "Yes, I do." He says, "Good, because you're sitting next to him. I'm God, and you're now my servant, and you're going to do everything I do, and you're not going to go back to the dealership, because we're going to be together and do wonderful things." This is what he's telling the guy while he's stealing the car at 20 miles an hour.
Yeesh.
Anyway, that's a good story. Dallas police saw the Bentley about 2 hours. This is after 2 hours it takes the cops to catch up with this guy. They chased him for 60 miles, and then they shot his tires out. So they asked the guy how the car drove. He said, "Fine," until the tires got shot out. Well, Texas is a state of mind, folks. State of mindlessness. Let's do one. Well, since we're almost at that time to go back on, you got the Arthur Alexander obit sitting there?
I think you took it.
No, I didn't. I don't think I did. I took the Ike Turner story.
The little one here. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Our good pal Arthur Alexander, who we had out here on the show about a month ago, he has a brand new record out on Electra. Just about to make his comeback.
None such.
He's rehearsing down in Nashville. He keels over, dies of a heart attack. That's a real drag.
Yeah.
How old was he?
53.
53 years old. Such a young man.
You shouldn't know from it.
He was driving a bus in Cleveland for the last 12 years, but he made all these great records. We did a massive tribute to him while he was alive, so I'm not going to play like five in a row.
That's like so weird that like he'd be doing this miserable job and like he's okay, and then he does this joyous thing by creating music again. He drops dead of a heart attack.
Isn't that sad?
Strange but true.
Yeah. Poor Arthur. Oh, well. Let's just get back into it. We're not going to do like five and go, but we'll play a bunch of Arthur Alexander throughout the day, kind of like mix it in. Charlie Feathers and Arthur Alexander, instead of doing like these massive tribute sets, because I figured we'd done them already for both these guys. We figured Charlie was going to die of throat cancer about 5 years ago, and we did a big tribute to him. He never died. Go figure, right?
Hey.
I hope he lives forever. God bless him. But Arthur Alexander, we're going to miss you. He was supposed to play, too. He was supposed to play in New York the 20th.
Lone Star?
No, he was going to play outside opening for Los Lobos at Summer Stage. Anyway, I think it's time for a station ID. Arthur's going to do it. Wait.
Here with the Hound.
Oh, I blew it. I'll cue it up.
Unblow it. Hey. Here. It's the Hound Show. You're the Hound. You can unblow it.
I'll unblow it. I got to cue it up again.
Hi, man.
Okay, I got to cue up again.
Okay, we're cued.
Okay.
Hi, my name is Arthur Alexander, and I'm here with the Hound on WFMU 91.1.
Rest in peace, Arthur.
Lay down your peace, please. Yeah. Use your
Let's take these brown Hispanic people.
Well, all is reeling and rocking, rolling over, all is rolling, strolling. Gibbs is going, all is romping, stomping. Really moves us while we're reeling and rocking. Keep on moving while we reel and we'll rock. We'll really move. Well, all through Albuquerque and the USA, all the cats are rocking as they swing and sway. Everybody, everybody rocks. Well, they roll and they stroll and they jump to the beat. They clap their hands and they stomp their feet. They really across the nation, rock and roll's the best. From the north to the south, to the east and west. Everybody, everybody rocks. Well, they roll and they stroll and they jump to the beat. They clap their hands and they stomp their feet. They really move. Swinging from side to side, everybody, everybody rocks. Well, they roll and they stroll and they jump to the beat.
And right now, incidentally, our sponsors are Jew, Mr. Goldie. Mr. Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white chicks.
Mr. Everett, we'd like to show the rest of the country that rock and roll is a safe and sane dance for all young people.
It hasn't hurt me any, has it?
Howdy, WFMU East Orange. I haven't screwed up so much technically in quite a while. I think I'm just
nervous in my presence.
True, Manitoba. I'm totally They did. I'm in your presence, and I don't have a beer in my hand. That was Jimmy D. You're late, Miss Kate. You know who plays lead guitar in that one?
Who?
Doug Somm.
Oh.
Huey Smith and the Clowns, Just a Lonely Clown. Tiny Moray, Everybody Rocks. Jimmy Lloyd did Where the Rio Deal Flows by request. Arthur Alexander, the late great, our old pal, Soldier of Love. I feel bad about that, you know? I thought things were going to happen for the poor guy. But we're still here.
Maybe they are, and we just don't know about it.
Yeah, yeah. We've got a lot of nasty kids in the news this week. There's a 7-year-old a 7-year-old girl in the Bronx who... Wait a second, I gotta have the laugh. Here, you read this story. I'm gonna cue up my laugh track. This story begs for the laugh track. What do I do with my laugh track? Oh, no.
Laugh track. This is the kind... Remember in great... Hound.
What?
Remember in grade?
My laugh track. Look at that. I'm all...
Calm down. Take a deep breath.
Let's
look around. Listen.
I wish I could blame all this on somebody else.
Why don't you look at the laugh track and I'll tell a long-winded, boring story.
Okay, you tell a long-winded story.
It all started on the 5,000-watt radio station in Fresno, California. Remember in grade school when, like, they said you have to bring in an article, current event, and read? And,
right.
And most kids would bring in, like when I was in school, like, Ousant makes a, you know, some great speech at the UN and Khrushchev applauds. And kids would bring that in, and that was, like, New York Times type of news. Well, Manitoba would bring in, like, you know, kid eats his three pet frogs and, like, you know, has to get his stomach pumped. And I would bring stuff in like that. And this article you handed to me reminds me of the type of article I'd bring into current events.
Well, let's just pretend like we're back in the Bronx and you're in the sixth grade and this is your current event story, Richard. And
okay.
Remember, you're going to get a D.
Here's my current event story.
Okay.
Schoolgirl 7 stabs pal with pencil. A 7-year-old schoolgirl jabbed a sharp pencil into the forehead of a 6-year-old classmate yesterday in a Bronx elementary school, police said. The victim was rushed from PS 29 at 758 Cortland Avenue to Lincoln Hospital, where surgeons removed the broken pencil point from her forehead. Doctors said she would fully recover. Police said no charges would be filed against her 7-year-old attacker. The two first graders were not identified. And the guy's name is Peter Moses. Like, he, all his life he wanted to be a news reporter, and, like, they sent him out to, like, cover this.
Well, here's another story. A 10-year-old boy stabbed a 12-year-old boy to death last night in the Bronx.
With what?
Police said the attacker plunged a steak knife into the child's chest during a dispute. The child, Charles Mapp of Halsey Street, reported was arguing with the younger boy before he was attacked in the hallway outside his first-floor apartment in Bed-Stuy. Stuck a steak knife, right? That's a 10-year-old.
It's Brooklyn Bed-Stuy.
Yeah, 10-year-old. He was not. He had not yet been charged, and his name was not released because of his age.
What did they do with a 10-year-old? What did they do? Put him in jail forever?
Well, I once again have to fall back on the capital punishment in the schools where it's needed most. That would solve the problems. Or make abortion retroactive to the age of 18.
Retroactive.
I'm full of ideas, my friend.
Retroactive abortion.
Yeah. If a kid's a real creep, till the age of 18, they can just get away with them.
Well, Clinton's going to pick a Jewish guy. What's his
name? For the Supreme Court?
Yeah, but he's pro.
That balanced out Scalia.
Judge Stephen Breyer. They say he's
Breyer, that doesn't sound
absolutely
Jewish.
Yeah, they're absolutely brilliant, they say.
They say.
That'd be good to get a...
Anything but what they got. Anything but Scalia. He's my... And change your
day. Oh, here's on the downside, here's another death. Captain Midnight, a suicide at 77.
Right, that's pretty sad.
Richard Webb, he was suffering from, they don't mention, a long debilitating respiratory illness. He shot himself in L.A., in his L.A. home, and no funeral services are planned. 77 years old, Richard Webb, otherwise known as Captain Midnight, is no longer with us.
Oh.
Dentist charged with raping teen patient.
Okay. Let's stop when it gets
next
to
break.
That. I tell you what, I got this record. It doesn't really fit in anywhere else during the whole show. We don't have quite enough time for Blues Hangover. Do Blues Hangover later. But I got this record. I bought Hal Wilner, the great producer who lives in my neighborhood. He played it for me. And he said I can borrow it for the show. I'm going to have to give it back to him. And it doesn't fit in anywhere. It's from the 70s. It's a Stephen Eadie record. It's the most incredible thing I've ever heard in my life, folks. You got to hear this record. I'm just going to play it, and then we're going to come back, and I'm going to see what Richard thinks about this record, okay?
It fits in.
It's called Hi, Sweetie.
got a few things cooking about to come through.
Yeah?
My agent's working on a deal right now in Tahoe. Got a good connection on the Joey Bishop show.
Doesn't pay much though.
But in the meantime.
In the meantime.
In the meantime. To find material, what a drag.
What a drag.
What a drag.
What a drag.
I'm looking for something in the Hal David and Bert Bacharach bag.
Got to slip on Music City. I got a group called the Nitty Gritty. Hey, the Beatles groovy. Say, dig that movie. Hi, sweetie, tell me, baby, what's new? What's happening with you?
Ooh, let me see. The last time I seen you, my agent was working on a deal in Tahoe. The deal fell through, and so did my agent. I got me a new man now. He's going to make me a star on Broadway. Of course, I got to take my clothes off, but he tells me it's good exposure.
You know, that's the thing about good music. You just never know where you're going to find it.
That's amazing.
That's pretty great, right?
That's really amazing.
How do we follow that up, Richard?
I think it fits, though. See, you don't think it fits. I think it's
well, it didn't really... I couldn't really see it falling in between a Hazel Atkins record and a, you know, an Andre Williams record. But, yeah, it fits. It fits our mood.
Yeah.
Kind of in that... You know, did you hear this? The guys who embalmed Mao Zedong, they overdid it. They put too much embalming fluid. They were supposed to, keep him going, keep him looking good forever. And, anyway, they wanted to preserve Mao Zedong for the ages. So, bearing in mind that this particular job was to last forever, they located a recipe for embalming fluid in an American medical journal and quadrupled it, which was a bad idea because Mao's body then also quadrupled. His ears looked like balloons. His face has to be massaged every day back, you know, so it almost looks like normal. Evidently, he just looks completely bloated and retarded and didn't work as good as when they stuffed Lenin.
What's the prognosis?
I don't know.
Will he come back?
Mao?
Yeah. Will he come back to normal?
He's making a comeback. Anyway, Richard, you had a request. Let's until the Vibe Report comes, let's just play some more records. We got this Isley Brothers one that you wanted to hear.
Yeah.
This is a good friend of ours put this one out. This is on the Sundays label, Isley Brothers, Twist and Shh.
No, nobody can do the twist like I do. Nobody can do the slow like I do. Nobody can mask me like I do. Nobody can do the papa like I do. Don't you know I got a twist I do? Can't nobody do but me.
Nobody but me.
Yeah, I got a shout I do. Can't nobody do but me.
Nobody but me.
Yeah.
name is Arthur Alexander, and I'm here with the Hound on WFMU 91.1.
Let's get on with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, some rock and roll terpsichore.
One, two, three, four.
meanwhile, back in the States.
Pound here, WFMU East Orange with the Saucers there. Cha Wally Rada. Arthur Alexander again, Burning Love. Once again, rest in peace, my good friend. Isley Brothers opened it up, Nobody But Me. Nobody But Me and Handsome Dick. That's the name of the song. The CD is called Twist and Shout. It's on the Sundays label. It's all their Juan material. Pretty good stuff. And it seems, Richard, the listeners liked Hey Sweetie. Hello, what's it called? Hello, Sweetie.
Hello, Sweetie.
Hi, Sweetie. Hi, Sweetie. It's the Stephen Eady record.
Stephen Eady, you're amazing.
It's a Don Costa production.
They're amazing. They opened up a whole Sinatra tour. I would love to have seen that. You know, they do that thing that, what's that thing when they weave in and out of songs, like, you know?
A medley?
No, but they weave, they step on each other's things, but it blends. It's like an old Borscht Belt trick.
I don't know what it's called.
Must be a word for it.
There's got to be, but I don't know the word, unfortunately. I wonder if our Vibe Meister is going to call in on time. Oh, we got a minute. Let's see. With my news folio, Goldio. You want to go? You want to renounce one more time, Richard?
Want to announce what?
You want to announce? I don't know. What all the stuff we're supposed to plug? All our idiotic
again?
Friends.
Okay.
Our stupid friends. I got a few here. That's, well, there's a Green Door tonight, 15 St. Mark's.
Boom.
Abigail's Black Carnation. They're at Don Hill's on Green Street. The Courtney and Weston Rodeo Bar.
Hold on.
Yeah.
It's not on Green Street.
I didn't say. What did I say?
Yeah.
Greenwich Street.
Greenwich.
511 Greenwich and Spring, right over by the...
It's the old Canal Bar.
Mm-hmm.
And tonight...
What else is there?
Tonight. Tonight at Shanae's on St. Mark's Place. Giant Sand and Chris Whitley. Chris Whitley returns next Saturday night at 10:30 to play by himself.
And those are
playing with himself.
Those are broadcast live on FMU, 9:30. And the Franco Tool Show. By the way, tomorrow night, 6 o'clock on FMU, live music across at Barbecue out in Brooklyn somewhere. I don't know where it is, but if you know Nick Hill, call up and get yourself invited to the live music across at Barbecue.
I'll bring the tofu sausages. And tomorrow night, StarKist. Bunch of cute girls. They probably sound good, right?
Yeah. How could a band with Sandy and it be bad?
I agree. I concur. That's at Fez at 10 p.m. Lafayette and Green Jones, Sunday night. I'll be there.
Manitoba will be there signing autographs. And
Manitoba will be there drooling.
And, like I said, there's this big Johnny Legend show at the Lone Star. That's this Thursday after next. We'll be telling you about that more next week. And then Hazel Atkins is in town in 2 weeks at Maxwell's, and that's going to be, I guess, the big social event of the season.
In the Hound World, anyway.
Yeah.
Billy and Miriam in Hound World.
Anyway, I think it's Vibe Meister time. Airline. Hey, Roscoe.
Hey.
How you doing?
Pretty good. How about you?
I'm okay. I'm making a lot of technical errors, but I think we'll make it up for it by spinning good records. And Nature Boy's here.
The Nature Boy.
What's up, Skoski?
Well, just kind of a chilly Saturday afternoon. Chilly chill.
Chilly as in cold.
Chill as in what you're eating.
Chill as in relaxation.
Yes. The modern vernacular.
The vibe is one of relaxation.
Mm-hmm.
Seems to be nice outside.
It's beautiful outside. It's a top-down day.
That's what I'd call pleasant.
There you go. So what, have you figured out the hair restraint thing yet in the convertible, Hound?
Me?
Yeah.
No, I just let it get all knotted up. You know me, au natural. User of no known hair products.
What do you shampoo with?
Oh, yeah, shampoo, but I mean, I don't use hair gel or nothing like that. Or
no post-production hair.
Right. You know what I mean.
So how was your first day at 2A, Mitch?
It was a lot of hard work, but a great bunch of people helping me out. Mike Myers, great guy. It was good. It was worthwhile. And I guess I'll be doing it on a regular basis.
There you go.
But it's good, you know, good old-fashioned hard work.
The type that ex-dictators rarely do.
So the type I'm not,
but lately they're starting to.
The type, yeah. I'm not used to.
Yeah, I got to come over there because I just have to see, like, how well, you know, you do some of my favorite drinks, like
right.
The Singapore Sling and the Zombie.
I'm going to look them both up. I don't know either of them. Anyway, we all know you don't drink those.
Well, you know, give me an umbrella.
Shot in a beer, Mr.
Anything
Rambo.
Anything with an umbrella.
Shot in a beer.
Hey.
I heard that.
So, what's on this evening's scale of fun, Mr. Hound?
I don't know. I was thinking, I don't know, maybe Green Door. Maybe, maybe nothing. I don't know.
Focaccia. I'm going to move to focaccia.
Yeah, I'm going to go off with Japanese. We're taking I take an old friend out to dinner. She's suffering a bad haircut, and she's real depressed about it.
Uh-oh.
Which one are you going to?
I don't know.
The one across the street from Fifth Street?
Maybe. It depends on what's crowded and what's not. I'm trying to go out on Saturday
it's
night.
It's the worst.
Yeah, it's tough. You got to go early for that kind of off-peak eating experience.
Yeah. You have to go like when the retired people go. It's like the specials.
Yeah.
There you go. Eat half price if you get there by 6. I eat breakfast at 6.
Well, you know, I'm not sure that I have much vibe news, just that, you know, I noticed that it was time.
Well, it's just always nice to know you there, Sco.
Hey.
So, I'll probably catch you somewhere.
Terrific.
At some gin mill.
All right.
Okay, Roscoe.
I'll be there.
Aloha. Bud.
Ditto.
State of the Vibe Report, ladies and gentlemen. Short but sweet today. Well, I guess it's time for our VOM set, and we got a Twitter request for some Stooges outtakes, and got this weird mix of raw power that actually sounds better than the one they used. Same version, it's just like you can hear more. And we'll go through it from there. Later on, we got the brand new Real Kids record. We'll debuting that. It's called Growing Up Wrong, the Real Kids on Norton, and some handsome dick and some... Then we'll come back. We still got the new Hazel Atkins record. We'll be delving into that and our blues hangover. Let's kick it off with the Stooges.
Five hours, shoulder, pummel, runner.
Why can't you just get physical like a human?
Sweet little baby, way you look so fine, but to be my woman, got to walk the line. You got to mow the lawn. You got to mow the lawn. You got to mow the lawn if you wanna get along with me. Mow the lawn. Show me how I got to boogie. I got to boogie. I boogie the leaves. Down all that. Yeah, we keep it rocking on. You gotta walk the dog. You gotta walk the dog. You gotta walk the dog if you wanna get along with me. You gotta hate it, hate. 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 You gotta hate it, hate.
Incidentally, we hope it didn't offend anybody.
We do so called All Night
The early years.
Boy, does that make me feel young.
Closing.
In 3 years, I'll be 22.
Closing our bombs at the Dictators, Teen Generate. Billy Miller told me that there was a band called a Japanese group called Teen Generate that played with them in Seattle.
God bless the Japanese.
And before that, we had the Real Kids, brand new from their Grown Up Wrong live LP on Norton, All Night Bop. And that was the wrong cut. I meant to play a different song, but these test pressings are just confused the hell out of me. The Flaming Groovies and their tribute to Dr. Ross, Dr. Boogie, and as you know, Dr. Ross croaked a couple of weeks ago. We did our tribute last week. If you missed it, you missed it. And we opened up with the Stooges by request, Raw Power. Weird alternate mix of Raw Power for you bootleg fans. Anyway, getting back into it, this is an old story, but we just got around to it. Kim's courtesy of Cub reporter Andy Schwartz. In April, a San Francisco coroner's office senior investigator on the scene who investigated a downtown traffic fatality got back in his van, put it in reverse, drove over the dead man's body to the screams of bystanders, and apparently bewildered by the crowd, he then drove forward over the same body again.
Oh, my God.
Don't you love when that happens? This is an aside to the David Koresh Waco thing. A SWAT team guy in Tucson drove Mark Allen Anderson, age 35, from his armed barricade position in a metal house trailer by hurling so many bricks at the trailer that he gave up because of the noise. Good one, huh?
Fun in the
what
news.
Else is going on? Anything else? Anything else really good in the news? Anything? Oh, well, yeah. The Supreme Court. You got the paper. The Supreme Court, or is some high court, has okayed animal sacrifice.
Is that in the Post?
Both papers. It's in every single paper. I want to get to that story because I do want to make this a regular part of the Hound Show. If you guys have animals you'd like sacrificed on the air, you know, I know it's like kind of a sight gag, but we're good at radio sight gags. And I do believe in the sacrifice of young animals. And I believe in human sacrifice, too. I think it's our God-given right. You know what I really enjoy cockfighting because I hate chickens. But anyway, a high court in, I guess it was in Florida. This is a terrible story. The Daily News has it written. It's infuriated by Supreme Court rulings, animal rights activists. So that's not the story. The story is the court ruling. So, I don't know. We should get the Post, yeah. Sometimes, you know, you wonder why the Daily News is dying, and it's just because they're terrible. They're just the only thing they know how to cover is the mafia, and that's about it. That's the only people who buy that paper, I guess. Oh. Cub reporter, Handsome Dick, Manitoba, on the long stretch there. Okay.
Gee willikers, Jim.
Where are we?
Oh.
Don't call me chief.
Wait.
I just showed it to you. I handed it to you. I pointed it.
Really?
Yeah.
Bulls, Jim's eyesight. Again, I knew that.
Jim's eyesight is gone.
Oh, High Court okays ritual slaughter of animals.
Oh.
The U.S. Supreme Court ruled yesterday that religious groups have a constitutional right to kill animals during services. This ruling could have an enormous effect in New York, where thousands practice Santeria, a religion where priests slash the throats of chickens, goats, sheep, ducks, and drain their blood in ceremony. Oh, the poor little quackers. The ceremony are kept secret because the health department law bans animal slaughters or keeping non-pets throughout the five boroughs. But yesterday's court decision was immediately slammed by Roger Karras, president of the American Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, as an obscene, bizarre, dangerous mistake. But anyway, I don't know. Up to 60,000 people in South Florida alone practice Santeria, an African religion that made it to America.
So what do you think about that?
I think it's a great idea, personally. I think we should be able to, like I said, I think we should be able to sacrifice people, too.
I think we should.
I think there are people and animals that deserve sacrifice.
Eat cows. Do you eat cows anymore?
Me? No.
Never?
No. Once in a while. Once or twice a year.
If I took you out to dinner tonight,
would I blow a cow? No.
Charcoal broil filet mignon, you'd say no?
It wouldn't be like my first choice of something to eat, you know? But I like a good piece of meat. You know, I guess like New York, you don't really get good meat anyway. You know, I like pork, but I only eat that like once every 2 or 3 years. I like to go like Arkansas or someplace with one of these, like, you know, barbecue.
That's a Jewish dilemma.
Barbecue
ham.
Yeah. One of these barbecue joints where they have like they slaughter the hogs in the back, you know, and they can slather it with nice hot sauce. That's my idea of like really good eating.
Yeah.
You know, Texas barbecue. I like that. You know, but I don't. You know, I mean, I'm basically almost like a vegetarian now. Or something. I just eat this sort of weird health food diet, and it doesn't help. Probably
well,
still die
fish,
when I'm 30.
Right?
Yeah, I eat fish and fowl once in a while. I hate chickens. You know, I'll eat any chicken without even plucking it. Just bite their heads off. I figure someday I'll end up as a geek in a circus or something. Anyway, let's get to Blues Hangover. You know, it would have been Howlin' Wolf's birthday Thursday had he lived. But of course he didn't. So, let's hear one from Howlin' Wolf. Today's Blues Hangover.
Thank you.
drunk and go home and sit on the toilet and throw up in the face bowl. I've been drunk on that. I sat in the face bowl and threw up in the toilet.
Bring me another two-bit pack. man. Cause I got my habits on, and I'm gonna wreck this guy. My gal's done quit me for somebody else. My gal's done quit me for somebody else. I'm sloppy drunk, mama, sleeping all by myself.
Action from All Black Dragway in East Chicago, Indiana, saw Jerome Jackson in the Church's Fried Chicken Camaro win the featured pro stock program over Jim Jackson's Afro Sheen Firebird when Jackson shot and killed his opponent just after both machines left the starting line in the final round. The shooting was the 15th this season at the minority-operated drag strip, but has become a welcome addition to the track's weekly post-event riot held after each program. Jackson stated after the event that, quote, I'm not that Firebird bad I'm talking about. I try to beat him, but there ain't no way that Firebird gonna beat that Camaro, man. End quote. Illinois Governor Jim Thompson later stated that the incident, quote, serves him right, end quote. Jackson will return next week to All Black Dragway to debut his new front-engine jet dragster called, aptly enough, Flash Fry. For the Skoll Motorsports Report, this is Reno Zavogdin at East Chicago, Indiana.
There's four women to every man in New York. And last night, two guys didn't have nobody. I was only just said that, you know, give you an idea of what's coming. I talk about sex mostly because a lot of our parents had it.
I'm
stick by your side. I'll stick by your side. No matter, no matter. I said, no matter, no matter. I said, no matter. I'm down on my knees. I'm down on my knees. I say I'm down on my knees. I'm down on my knees. I'm begging you, please. I said, please. I plead. I said, please. 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 Now hear me now. I said, hear me. I said, hear me. I said, hear me.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Town here, I'm driving. WFMU, East Orange, 91.1. That was Eddie Kirkland, I Love You. So, concluding today's blues hangover. Sonny Boy Williamson, Pontiac Blues. Leroy Carr and Scrapper Blackwell did Sloppy Drunk. Eddie Taylor did Stroll Out West. And Howlin' Wolf opened it up with I'll Be Around. And, you know, every year they do this, they search the country for the worst bosses in America. They sort of give them, I think they give their secretaries an award or something. But they got some real winners, this year. They got a list of things these guys, these bosses, men or women, have done. There's the boss who made his female employees raise the flag in the pouring rain. There's one guy here, his motto over his desk was, people are animals. And then there was the ex-military man who liked to playfully choke and bite his employees.
Playfully. Petting.
Anyway, there's this guy, Jim Miller. He's an expert on managerial techniques, and he's hunting for the worst of the worst. Anyway, he's got this one guy. His management style was one of pure intimidation. If an office plant had a single brown leaf, he would pick it up and throw it out the front door, wrote a woman this Mr. Miller. Then there was a Mr. X whose favorite lies were those that support his distorted view of himself as a world-renowned scholar. It said the boss insisted he had authored a book that one president faithfully kept on the White House desk. Unfortunately, the book in question was published 2 years after the president's death. It's got a whole list of these. There's some pretty funny ones in here. There's a guy who's made his secretary shave the back of his neck.
It's
tasty, right?
Delicious.
Oh, boy.
Hey, my boy, I've been pretty lucky with bosses.
Yeah.
Do you ever have a job?
Me? No. No, I've been supported by women my whole life.
Oh, you're a musician.
Yeah. No. I've had bosses. I've had good and bad. The worst one, I think the worst job I ever had, I worked when I was really broke. I was on unemployment. I just got out of college. I worked for Bleecker Bob for like 6 weeks. He was the worst of the worst.
I used to call him Bleecker Blob.
Bleecker Blob, yeah. He's truly a horrible person. If anybody wants to firebomb that place, I mean, this is like going back about 15, 20, whatever, how many years ago. I would still like to see I'd still like to shoot him in the foot. But here's one. Memphis. Three young boys found gruesomely slain last month were killed as part of a cult initiation rite. One of the accused killers has reportedly confessed. That needs a laugh track.
How come?
Jesse Lloyd and Miss Kelly, age 17, told the cops that one of the 8-year-old victims was sexually mutilated and blah, blah, blah. Oh, boy, this is too gruesome for this show.
Yeah. How come you read that and I couldn't read my dentist rape story?
Well, there's nothing interesting. I mean,
sure there is. You didn't see the story.
I did see the story. So the guy was just so horrible. And I don't know. There's just nothing funny about a rape.
I don't know.
I think that ritualistic sacrifice is funny, but I don't think rape is funny. That's just my own peculiarity.
Hey, wait a minute. Don't paint me in a corner here.
Okay.
It's not like I said, hey, here's a funny story. It's like so gruesome. It's so ridiculous that I just I thought it might make for interesting reading.
I can't read this one because this one gets too gruesome for me, too. But Ike Turner's in the news. I like to hear this. Dave Hinckley, he wrote a little column this week on Ike Turner, who's evidently kind of portrayed as sort of a Freddy Krueger character in the movie What's Love Got to Do with It, which is the Tina Turner movie. And I'm sure he was. I mean, I know an ex-Ike. She told me all that stuff is basically true. He was an utter brute, an animal to all women and men in his band. But other people, like Bob Gruen, he worked for them. He loves Ike. He thinks he's a great... But what this column basically says is about Ike's musical career, and he was an absolute genius and a great guitar player. And we always play a pre-Tina Turner, Ike Turner records here on the Howlin' Show.
I've seen them a number of times. Central Park, opening up for the Rolling Stones, and it's a great band.
Good without him, unfortunately.
Well, they she's a real hard-working gal, and she's busted her ass all her life, and she's making a lot of money with material that isn't nearly as exciting as anything they did together. But, you know, she's making a living.
She deserves to make money and not get beat up, but... You know, if I had half a brain, he would have just, you know, hired somebody to beat up.
Yeah. You know? Really? Someone.
Anyway, let's just go back into it. You know, there's a, of all the possible Elvis covers, this is the only one I really think maybe even outdoes the original. Buddy Love.
We've heard just about all we want from you. tune in to the Hound on WFMU 90.1 FM Heat on New Jersey. New Jersey. And you are listening to the Hound. The Hound, the Hound, the Hound, the Hound. Goodbye, baby.
How, oh, Hassa? Hey! Is it deep out of rock? Whoa, deep out of rock. Is it deep out of rock? Deep out of rock, 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 rock. But don't you tell the baby, you gotta do it just right when you do the deep out of rock. Yeah, deep out of rock. Deep out of rock. Rock it, rock it, rock it, rock it, rock it.
Thank you. Man, that cat comes on like Godzilla.
You got me talking in my sleepy tonight, doing things that I know not right, telling everybody that you love me too. I know darn well it's just not true. Say, hey, everybody, hey, everybody, everybody, hey, everybody, hey, everybody, love when it's time to caught me hide a curtain like a bug in a rug. You even gave me lessons on how to love. You taught me how to kiss. You taught me how to tease. How to be first and how to please. Then, hey, everybody, hey, everybody, hey, everybody, hey, everybody, hey, everybody, love is gonna win this time.
Are you by any chance members of this movement toward better music for better living?
Meet me, baby, put your black dress on. I've been hearing some talk, you've been doing me wrong. You know I'm mad about it, baby. Shame the way the people talk, you know it's a crying shame. You know I'm mad about it, baby. Well, I'm mad about it, baby. Well, I'm mad about it, baby. Please don't hurt me no more. Then your sister came out, said she ain't here no more. You know I'm mad about it, baby. Well, I'm mad about it, baby. Well, I'm mad about it, baby. Please don't hurt me no more.
This is my happening and it freaks me out.
Greatest of dance will be theirs one day.
star that soon will be there. Friendship is the reason why a good cheer lights up the border sky. Into the night they sing and dance. Good fortune has come to the land of romance. So come everyone, if you'd like to be gay.
Meanwhile, back in the
States. Hound here, WFMU, East Orange. Johnny, no last name there. Friendship Dam, by request. Willie Egan did Wear Your Black Dress. Curtis Hoback, hey, everybody. Little Julian Herrera and the Tigers, True Fine Mama. Hazel Atkins, brand new from his new LP and CD, Look at That Caveman Go. The Divana Rock. The Versatones, Byla, and we opened up with Buddy Love, Heartbreak Hotel. Hey, Richard, what are you doing there?
In the lavatory.
You got any pornographic pictures of Wild Girl?
No, she's here
no?
in person,
you,
man.
You want to buy some? No, just teasing you. Erica's passing on her fashion show, fashion photos today. What magazine are they coming out in? What's the magazine they're going to be out in for your
Sassy.
Order?
Sassy.
In Fashion.
In Fashion, in the August issue of In Fashion.
How'd you get that gig? Lucky, I guess. I was going to do a GQ myself.
Yeah. Tell us all about
that
it.
That joke.
Yeah, okay. I don't think we have anything else in the news. I don't know if we have anything.
I'm not repeating any of those plugs either. I've had it.
I've had it, too. Anyway, let's just... We got a half an hour left. We got one more shark kill story, then we'll go back.
It's a big
Sydney, great white shark that killed a 34-year-old scuba diver. Probably mistook her for a seal, a marine biologist said yesterday. Well, that makes it okay.
Well, he knows how sharks think.
Therese Cartwright was attacked by a 12-foot-long shark while diving near a sea colony off the northern coast of Tasmania last Saturday. Her husband and five children, including a six-year-old quadruplets, looked on helplessly from the boat. Searchers later found one of her legs more than a mile away. Oh, well.
You did the wedding one, right?
We did the wedding one earlier, yes.
All right,
let's get back in with Wade and Dick on the Sun Label. Can't go wrong with a Sun Label.
Bop, 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 baby. Bop, 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 baby. Bop, bop, bop,
people to stay away from. Any girl who owns a large dog